But a man is looking very resplendent in the new Waratahs kit is a man who's after the coaching scheme of things throughout the state of New South Wales. Matt, fantastic to be here at the Regional Australia Bank camp. Great opportunity to get the development officers together, and also some fantastic volunteer coaches who do a great job as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is my sixth year coming to the camp now, so formerly a development officer and now out here with all the coaches and giving them some hints and guides on things that they can do with their coaching and the way that they coach while they're out here at the camp. So it's great just being able to interact with all the community coaches and see them enjoy themselves with the kids over the camp.
Of course, New South Wales Rugby has a swag of coaching opportunities, maybe level one, level two foundation courses, and that includes not only coaching but also refereeing as well. Level three for the elite, and just need to go through the website there, nswrugby.com.au, but it's really important we have coaches that have those certificates and that, and not just get, you know, smart rugby.
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, we're taking it really seriously, especially going into this year. We're going to lead everything up into the rugby season now. So, you know, we've got around 21 foundation courses around New South Wales going on in the month of March alone. We're pretty stacked on with the level one courses for refereeing, and the level two coaching courses. We're running more of those than we've ever run. We've already booked in five for this year. We're trying to run more regional courses, so we're only doing one in Sydney at the moment. We've already locked one in Newcastle and Narrabri and one down Wollongong. Yeah, that side of it's going quite well. And then we've just introduced a new program that's a bridging course between level two and level three called the Emerging Coach Program. And one of the guys who's here with my program, Jeff Watt, he does country, and he was a part of the program last year. And yeah, it's quite a successful program. We had 20 guys do about a five-month intensive program where they try and learn what they would need to do to get into the level three.
Because Jeffrey's been a past president and coach also of the Fairmont Hotel Scone Brumbies. It's really important we get the coaches to get themselves educated, because anybody can go there and coach an 8-9-year-old team, get a bit of success and think, you know, they're Michael Check. It's a bit more than that. It's a real opportunity to upskill the kids, make sure the kids not only get skilled to play the game properly, but have an enjoyment of the game, not only in their playing, but also when they finish the game.
100%, absolutely. And I mean, the other thing which we're looking at now, we're running a lot of these more tailored courses for what regions want. They're not accredited courses, but they're called the Waratah way of doing things. So the last one I think we did was all the Central West rep coaches. Went out to Lake Burrendong and hung out there with them for a weekend. Took some coaches out there and, yeah, basically went through the Waratah point of difference and, you know, things like the breakdown, defence, stuff that, you know, Nathan Gray and guys have brought in over the last couple of years. And we try and incorporate it from, you know, youth kids from the age of 12 up, trying these, get them to learn these new concepts from early on. So when these kids get older, it comes a lot better to them, and the coaches that are doing rep programs, they're actually teaching the kids something different that they're not learning at a club land.
What about women's rugby? We've got this now obsession with 7-a-side rugby, but 15-a-side rugby is important. We've got a Women's World Cup this year. Need to engage in the ladies getting out there and coaching as well, because certainly the perception has been they're great in the canteen and all that sort of stuff, but we've got some great rugby players and they should be turning themselves into coaches, but also we should be getting our ladies out there to go out there and coach the games as well.
Yeah, so we're in the process now of trying to get a pathway to get female coaches coaching the national women's teams and coaching the state women's teams, especially in the 15s games. So we've got two female-only level one courses coming up. The idea behind those, we're trying to encourage some of the club women to come and be involved in that course. The ones who are actually excelling that, we want to give them a free spot on a level two course, so we can try and give them some free upskilling to engage them with their coaching, and then ultimately lead them into the pathway of coaching state representative teams.
And finally, of course, you're unfortunately part of the East's experience, because Southern districts will win the Shoot Shield this year, but looking forward to be part of that as far as the forwards coach, new coach there, of course. And of course, if you want to find out more, go through their website.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're pretty excited, mate. You know, we've got some, when we say new coaching staff, you know, we've been there for the last 2 or 3 years under Darren Coleman. You know, he does such a fantastic job with the club. So, you know, we've got pretty good succession plans in place there. We've got some good young kids coming in. We've got some kids, you know, coming in the top grade as well that are coming in from out of state. So, yeah, exciting times. You know, we've got some real young talent and we're pumped for the season ahead. The draw looks good.
Well, of course, on the 11th of March, we're going to have a trial between the mighty Southern District Rebels and East. Yeah, so we'll give you a 20-point start and you'll still lose. But that'll be fantastic to be down at Brighton Sands, which will be awesome. And it's been great to meet you, Matt. And we wish you all the best as you head up all the coaching, education and the like at New South Wales Rugby.
Perfect, mate. Thank you for your time.